farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
More than 500 acres of agricultural land scorched in sections of East Rural St. Andrew, resulting in losses of $300 million. Stay with us to find out more in this edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
A preliminary assessment conducted by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, indicates that more than 500 acres of agricultural lands have gone up in smoke, resulting in losses estimated at close to $300 million. $200 million of the total losses will affect coffee farmers, while $100 million of this sum will be required to replant the crop. Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan says despite the huge financial losses, some of the crop was reaped prior to the start of the bushfires.
Coffee Board indicated to me this morning that their estimate would have been about $100 million in damages, and fortunately they indicated that 80% of the coffee was reaped before and that 20% burnt.
The estimates are being compiled, but there are some challenges with gathering the data.
There are areas wherein, because of the high wind, the fire has reignited.
In light of the recent fires, Mr. Buchanan is urging farmers to desist from using the slash and burn method as a means of clearing land.
The practice of slash and burning is not one that should be encouraged, but one that we should desist from doing immediately. It has contributed significantly to a lot of the fire taking place.
And the government will be assisting with rebuilding the homes in Mavis Bank and surrounding communities in St. Andrew that were damaged by the bushfire. Several residents of Flamstead, Lime Tree, Tower Hill, Salt Hill, Roberts Field, Craig Hill, and Guavaridge have lost their farms, income, and houses.
The terrain is challenging. Thus, there's a responsibility on the part of the citizens that they act in a responsible way as it pertains to fire. The gravity of the situation is that because of how hinterland it is, how far inland it is that the fire is raging, it is not easy access for a fire unit to combat fire from the road.
Mr. Buchanan says a multi-sectoral approach will be employed to deal with the losses.
The Ministry of Housing has committed to seeing to the reconstruction of homes that have been damaged through Food for the Poor.
In the medium term, bedding and other items have been distributed to residents affected by the fire.
Those are medium term, short term assistance in terms of bed for some who have lost their homes and are staying with people that need additional bedding space.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. And now for our proverb of the day.
One eye on a king in a blind man country.
And this means, no matter how bad your situation seems, there is always another for whom things are worse.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right.
In every community.
Let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces.
So our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun, and bond together.
So come on, Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
This Labor Day, May 25th.
We've come to the end of another episode of Calling Farmers. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.